from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Mitch, please.
Keeping this one short and sweet, boys. This is from Jameis Winston's pregame speech, courtesy of the Browns on Twitter last Saturday. And it might be my favorite pregame speech of his distinguished NFL career.
It ain't just about having fun, man.
Yes, sir.
Remember the time you played your best football game in your life.
Yes, sir.
Remember the time after that victory you went to CC Pizza and celebrated with the boys.
Okay,
for real.
Yes.
Feel it in your heart, man.
Okay.
It's a long way back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Let's not leave it without a victory.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So put everything you got on the line today. Let's have a game of memory, man. I remember. Let's go.
That was very good. That was very stirring.
It's already getting old.
It was the perfect.
I was waiting for you guys to say it.
It was the
did.
Perfect pregame speech for preseason week number 3 for guys that are playing to get a job in the NFL. It would not work in week 1 of the NFL season.
It would work in week 1. I think it would work if he were the starting quarterback. I think it would work. Ray Lewis made a cottage industry out of that, so I don't even want to hear.
But I've heard stories of guys who played on those teams, and they say like sometimes Ray would be going on his rant, doing his thing, and that there was guys who were standing there, and they're like, "What is he talking about?"
Well, if you're playing on a bad football team, it's going to go in the opposite direction.
I heard
if you're playing
Brian
on a good
Hoyer
team,
said last week. You guys asked Brian Hoyer about that, and he was like, listen, when you get to the NFL, you don't need pregame speeches.
If you're playing on a good team, it becomes part of the folklore. Like if Ray Lewis would have played.
You just called Brian Hoyer a liar.
I'm not calling him a liar.
He's not playing a good team.
No, guys. If the Browns wouldn't have been as bad as the Browns were in the early 2000s had they never left, so none of this is going to make sense. If Ray Lewis had played for the actual Browns, which he should have, if he had played for the actual Browns and they were turning in the 5-win seasons and the 4-win seasons, all that would have fell flat. You never would have heard any of it. But because he played for a really good football team for a while, yeah, it becomes a thing of legend. For Jameis Winston, it's not that it gets old. I don't think it's going to get old as long as you win. If you're a 4-win football team, then yeah, it's going to get pretty old pretty quick. You don't want to hear that stuff. But in the preseason, it's kind of fun.
I mean, it's fine. It doesn't matter. And I kind of said, like, maybe with those guys, like, maybe this is where those speeches will resonate the most because there's guys fighting for roster spots and all that. You heard that one guy in the background who was going like, hell yeah. Like, he was, like, supporting everything he said. But during the regular season, you got guys who, they've all, like, earned their place on this team now. You're talking about, like, pretty much all the starters are accounted for. These guys have seen some things. They've done some things. They've had some successes in the NFL, most of them, other than the rookies that make the team. Like, I just does that really get these guys fired up every week, like him giving these speeches all the time? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I was on a football team and some, you know, my leader on our team walks in and he's talking to me about eating a W and doing this crazy stuff, I'd be looking around like, is this guy for real?
Money did Remember the Titans make?
That's a movie.
Exactly. But people ate it up and it's pap. Disney sports movies are some of the worst you're going to find. And they're packed.
Yeah, hey, the 2016 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, baby.
You were holding way too high a standard.
Well, he is going to get a documentary. You are
a radio show host. Exactly. You are a radio show host and you are cynical. These are people that want to believe in something every single week. And he gives them something they can believe in every single week.
Do they need that every single week to believe that they're going to go out and play
football? I don't
know if
they need it, but damn it, they're going to get it. And every little bit helps. Every little bit helps.
I'm not, again,
but to say, like, all people, that's going to get old with people. If they were a loser, then yeah, it's going to get old with people. But if they're a successful football team, they're going to love it. They're going to love it. Just like they love Disney movies where you hear Denzel Washington talking about hard work at 3 a.m. That's why they love movies like The Blind Side, which both those movies, not good.
Apparently, the real coach, what is it, Coach Boone in Remember the Titans?
What about it?
Apparently he's not portrayed at all like he really is in
really?
That movie. Yeah,
I didn't know.
There's a lot of stories about he was kind of an a-hole.
Well, buddy, I think Michael Orr has something to say about how they were portrayed in the movie The Blind Side.
He definitely has an argument there.
Or I should say his legal team had something to say about
it. Saying Disney wasn't the guy he said he was.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Sprinkled the fairy dust on those movies, that's for sure.
God. Always has to be some precocious 8-year-old who knows a lot about football. Why is it always has to be that way? Jim in Strongsville, hello.
Hello. Spencer, German, U-boat, you are totally wrong. Look, this is an emotional game. All sports are
Brian
emotional.
Hoyer has a different
argument. I don't care what Brian Hoyer said, please. Look, Brown's if you don't legend. Have some butterflies, you have some adrenaline going before a football game, I don't care if it's preseason, I don't care if what it is. It could be anything, man. I don't know that there was a single sport, single pick, anything that I ever played that you didn't have some excitement going on and some adrenaline going through your system. If you don't have that, these guys are like, oh, yeah, whatever. They probably weren't very good players to begin with.
Ooh,
that's what I got to say.
That's
it's an emotional
spicy.
Game, and it's played emotionally.
Thank you.
That's the only way to play that game.
I think that's overblown by the fans.
I agree with
Jim. I think it's fan service. I think we as fans, we see that stuff. We love it. We're like,
disagree.
Oh, this is such a great speech. I bet if you ask those guys in a room, like, hey, what do you think about the CC's Pizza speech? They're like, man, CC's Pizza's not even
You know why you're right, Jim? You want me to tell you why you're right? I'm going to tell you guys a story. I'm going to let Jim go. So last week, I'm in the tunnel. It's halftime. And I use the bathroom. I'm drinking my water, whatever. And I'm getting ready. I'm standing with Clay. And as they're walking back out to the field, Javion Cohen, who's going to get cut today or tomorrow, is cussing himself right out, getting excited for the second half of that quote-unquote meaningless preseason game. Because Javion Cohen knows that in his heart of hearts, he knows what's going to happen. But he also knows that he has to get himself going and get ready to put something
on
tape.
He's got to earn those sprinkles on the Sunday.
To continue to do
game.
This. Well, hey, you can say whatever you want, but if he finds a way to get himself on a football team because he put together good tape and then he's able to draw an NFL pension someday, and part of that process is cussing himself out and getting worked up at halftime, then God bless him. I think he's the one that's laughing, not us.
That's him motivating himself, though. And that's kind of Brian Hoyer's point, was you don't need the pregame speech.
So you're telling me Javion Cohen ain't one of them guys sitting there eating that up when Jameis Winston
Again,
says
well,
that? You're crazy.
I think right now those guys probably eat it up.
That's
but I'm
why
saying
it's the perfect, perfect preseason week three speech.
Yeah, I thought Brian Hoyer's other point on like the speeches that they remembered the most were like when the person who doesn't really give the speech stood up. Like he mentioned Tom Brady at one point, like he wasn't really a pregame speech guy, but there was one game where he stood up and he was like, we'll be remembered forever if we pull this off. And that was the one he remembered the most. I think it carries more weight.
Well,
though.
That was also at the Super Bowl. I'm sure that helped a little
bit.
They
have callers
Jameis
here.
Winston can say anything.
What was Jay going to say? Should I take Jay's
Oh, I don't know because the show's over.
Jay and Saybrook, got to go quick. Go.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, real quick about Deshaun and not loving the game. You still there?
Yeah, got you. Go.
You're
yeah.
wasting time.
I mean, okay. I don't understand the thought process. I mean, you said that he wouldn't. How would he do against Patrick Mahomes in a shootout, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he did okay against Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow's last year. This year, he doesn't miss any time, doesn't miss any practices. He dresses for games he's not going to play in. Where would this come from? That he doesn't love the game. He doesn't love.
I said he loves the game. Jay, I said he loves the game.
Who was the coach? Who was that?
It's an offensive assistant.
I mean, what did Deshaun do to say he doesn't love the game?
I don't know, Jay.
What did he do?
I agree with you on that sense.
Good call. There we go. Next one. Get Robert in. You got 3 seconds.
Robert, go.
Hey, I just want to say I knew yelling Randy Buffington at you in the tunnel would get your attention.
Oh, wow. Well, what a waste of time. There we go.
No, it was nice to meet him. I met Robert.
Oh, good. I was going to say, I asked
it was a waste of time. Let's go.
I met Robert. He was great.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.